Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Processing the Pain with yours truly, Coach D. I want to welcome each and every one of you in the studio on tonight. Thank you for taking the time to join me on tonight. Tonight's going to be a very unique because it's not an actual show. This will be my last show of 2019, and as we journey into 2020, the month of January, MCD Network will be on sabbatical. We will not be airing live on MCD Network for the whole month of January. I decided through prayer that I'm going to take the whole month of January and be able to just shut down and get before the Lord and just get a fresh anointing, a fresh revelation of what direction that the Lord would have processing the pain and MCD Network and its other broadcaster show to go to. I'm hoping that for 2020 we'll be able to come out the gates in excellence, ready to serve you, our audience, with good, relevant information. I don't want to, I'm making an option and a choice today that I don't want to continue on just doing, just being busy and doing. I don't want to make a choice to just be busy, just doing, and not bringing forth things that's life-transforming, things that's going to change people's lives, that's going to, things that people could use, tools and resources that people could use and apply to their day-to-day life for change. And so sometimes what we could do is we could get comfortable and too familiar with the things that we're doing, and then they lose their power. You know, a lot of people find that they've been going to church for 30, 40, 20, 30, 40 years, or maybe they've been doing ministry for 20, 30 years, and it becomes just a habit. They're just doing it because that's what they do. And they're thinking, oh, this is my reasonable service unto the Lord. And I don't want that. So that's why I'm going to step back and just really hear from God and see what God says. And if it's God's will, then Processing the Pain and MCD Network will continue to flourish and continue to grow and continue to move in that direction. And if not, then I'm going to be obedient to God if this season has come to an end. Amen. So tonight, like I said, I don't have much that I'm going to teach on. I just want to let my faithful listeners, those who are in every Thursday that's listening in, those who perhaps the show has been a blessing to you. Again, I want to thank you for your continual support. You don't know how much that means to me. I may not be able to individually reach out to people and say, hey, thank you for tuning in every week. Thank you for being faithful. But I'm saying it on tonight that you don't know. When people hear God and God tell them to do something, sometimes when they get doing, and if this may be an encouragement, sorry if I'm kind of all over the place, but this may be an encouragement to somebody. Sometimes God will tell you to do something and you'll do it, but you don't see the rewards of it. You don't see the growth. You don't see the benefits. You don't see how it's benefiting anybody. It's been times, I've been doing this show for going 7 years, and there's been time when there was no one in the audience but me. No one in the audience but me. And those times, I can remember just feeling like, oh, gosh, I don't want to do this no more. Lord, are you sure this is what you would have me to do? Why would you have me to do this and I'm the only person in the audience? Or maybe there's one or two other people in the audience. And then God helped me to realize that I'm not doing it for an audience. I'm doing it because I'm being obedient to what he's called me to do. And sometimes being obedient to what God has called us to do is painful. Sometimes being obedient to what God has called us to do is uncomfortable. You know, it don't make sense at times. And what I would say to you is just continue to be faithful, continue to be obedient to that voice that's inside of you that's telling you, hey, start that business or start that ministry or go back to school or whatever that voice is telling you. If it's telling you something positive, if it's something that's going to lead you closer to the Lord, closer to the things that you know are biblical, because if you're reading the Bible, you know it's biblical, then you could probably trust that that's probably that inner voice, that Holy Spirit inside of you that's giving you instruction and direction. And if he ever is giving you something or you're not sure if it's the Holy Spirit that's giving it to you, then go to the Word of God and see what God says. Google. See, we didn't have Google back in the days, but you could go online and say, I feel like I'm supposed to be doing this. And guess what? Google's going to pull up a bunch of stuff, and it's probably going to bring you up some scriptures. And if it brings you up the scriptures, read those scriptures and just kind of weigh them out. Compare them to what you're feeling in your heart, what you feel like you should be doing right about now. I hope you all can hear me good, and I hope my connection is well. I am going to share a few things with you, and I'm not going to keep you all long on tonight. This show may be 30 minutes at max, but I think I told you all started December the 1st, I started a journey through Luke. And Luke has 24 chapters, and I started with chapter 1 with the goal of reading one chapter every day of Luke and reading it and then meditating on it and then doing a summary. And so when I got to the 24th day, which was Christmas Eve, by that time I had read the entire book of Luke, and I had a better understanding of the chronological order of Jesus, you know, from the time he was born to the time that he was crucified. Amen. And so it was really rewarding to just be able to read without having to study and get prepared for a show. And so I want to just kind of share some of my summaries, because I did note my summaries every day after I would read a chapter. And I'm not going to share all 24 summaries, but I have some pretty awesome ones that really ministered to me. This was about me. This wasn't about me feeding somebody else or ministering to somebody else. This was about me. And through this journey of Luke, one of the things I can say for sure is that it's caused me to do self-reflection. It's caused me to do self-reflection about Coach D, about myself. You know, how can I continue to grow? What are the things that I could do different to grow? It showed me some things that, you know, one big revelation while I was going through Luke was, you know, not want to be like a Pharisee. And if you know anything about the New Testament, it speaks a lot about the religious people. You know, the Pharisees were known as religious people. They knew all the religious rituals and traditions and rules and regulations and how many times you do this and how many times you do that. And it was very ritual. And Jesus was really had an issue with the Pharisees because he said they were hypocrites. You know, their hypocrisy. They set laws before people, and they expected people to follow laws that themselves were not following. And so that for me was a big eye-opener, because I would be considered a leader, you know, in ministry. And there are many leaders in ministry. You know, you have apostles and ministers and evangelists and pastors and bishops and all these different titles, you know, all these different religious titles that go along with each and different denominations and stuff. And so what I decided, you know, I don't know, I started thinking about myself, and I'm not big on titles. I use the title Coach B in a friendly way. You know, I think about a coach and what a coach does to get his team for, you know, like, let's say for football, they have to exercise and they have to get prepared to do the game. And the coach is the person who pushes them beyond their capacity. And he gets his team prepared, and they have to exercise and eat properly and everything. And so so the term coach is, I'm not ahead of anyone. I'm not above anyone. The same exercise routines that I'm having to share with you all is the same exercise routines that I have to practice on my own. I have to practice, you know, being submissive to the Holy Spirit. I have to practice being humble and being patient. I have to practice reading. I have to practice having a quiet time. I have to practice having my prayer time. I have to do everything that I tell you all to do. And so I use the term coach because I'm here to help you. And how I help you through my own experience, whatever I go through, I share it with you openly so that you could take, hopefully, some of the things that I may have been through that maybe you're getting ready to go through or you're going through, and it can help you through. My biggest thing is to tell you, don't quit. This life is not easy. This walk is not easy. If it wasn't easy for Jesus, guess what? It's sure enough not going to be easy for us. Amen? Jesus, his ministry was 3 years. He only did ministry for 3 years. And in that 3 years, he healed a lot of people. He ministered to a lot of people. He spoke the word. People see signs and miracles and wonders. And so in that 3 years, he was being about his Father's business. Many of us being on this earth doing what we say ministry or being saved for for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years? What are we doing? If he was able to get accomplished what he got accomplished in 3 years, and he was supposed to be an example to us, what are we doing? Are we just sitting at home chilling, kicking it? What are we doing? Are we ministering? Are we going out telling people about Jesus? Are we going out telling people about the good news? Because at the end of the day, I would tell you there's only one thing that really matters. And what really matters is the Great Commission, and that's going out telling people about Jesus, giving people an opportunity to receive Jesus. That's all it's about. It ain't about all this other stuff we do and we've gotten accustomed to doing and wanting different things, and we going before the throne and praying and believing for this thing and that thing and all these different things. Not saying you can't do it, not saying that the word of God doesn't mention it, but what's the most important thing is that God gets the glory. It's not even about us. So what are we doing? So I said to myself, Coach D, what are you doing? Yes, I'm doing the shows. Hopefully the shows are blessing people. But what else am I doing? Am I being a hypocrite? You know, am I practicing what I preach? Can I preach what I practice? You know, am I putting systems or principles into place to be able to walk in them? And so January is about shutting down. It's about shutting down and fasting. Fasting from those things that distract us. What is your distraction? Some people's distraction is social media. Some people's distraction is their phone. Some people's distraction is their spouses or their children or their whatever those distractions are. Some things you're not going to be able to walk away from. If you got a job, you still got to get up and go to your job. You can't tell your job, guess what, I'm going to take 30 days off. But those other little distractions that you can change, use the next 30 days starting January the 1st and fast from those things. So you know what? I'm going to eliminate these certain things out of my life. You know, if you're a big TV fan, just say for the next 30 days you're not going to watch TV. Or maybe you might limit your TV time to a couple of hours a week. You know, if you're a big social media fan and you find yourself scrolling through these various Instagrams and Twitters and all that, and you know, let's just say if you know on an average you're spending 5 hours a day on social media, then cut it out completely. If you can't cut it out completely, just say, between this hour and this hour, I won't go on social media. Just take things that you know or that has been important to your flesh and just walk away from it. Just say, I'm going to fast. I'm going to give it up. I'm going to lay it on the altar. I'm going to sacrifice it during this period of fast. Amen. Fasting is not just about, it's not about dieting, and I think people have gotten accustomed to dieting. I'm fasting for 20 days because I'm expecting to lose weight. So we want to lose weight, but we don't want to just lose the physical. We don't want to just lose weight as it pertains to pounds. We want to lose the heavy weight of the burdens that have gotten us down, the things that we've had to endure over the last year or over the years. You know, bad attitudes, that's a weight. You know, bad choices is a weight. Sometimes there's people in our lives, that's a weight. That we need to walk away from. We need to step back from. There's old habits. That's a weight to us. Luke, the 23rd and 24th chapter. I'm gonna go to that. I'm not gonna read them because it's very long chapters. But I just want to share with you what the revelation for me was on those. And basically, all of mine started off on the whatever day it was. And then on this case, it says, on the 23rd and 24th day of December, Luke chapter 23 and chapter 24. Now, I only do one chapter a day, but this one I did them both together. Revealed to me that walking in your God-given purpose may result in death. Death of old habits, death of old relationships, death of old environments, death of old thoughts, death of old actions, and yes, maybe even a physical death. But know this, death is not the worst thing that can happen. Living this life and never, ever experiencing, I'm going to say, death is not the worst thing that could happen. Living this life and never, ever experiencing and submitting to a resurrected Savior can be hell. And what gave me that revelation, because when I was reading 23 and 24 of Luke, those were coming to the last end of the life of Jesus. And Jesus knew, he already knew when he took on his ministry that his ministry was, he knew what his purpose was. He knew that his life was going to have to be laid down. He knew he was going to have to die. And so he continued on, and he was kind of giving bits and pieces because he couldn't give it all to his disciples. They would not have been able to understand it or handle it within their flesh. So he just kept giving them bits and pieces of information for them to, you know, get prepared for his death. And so what the revelation that I just read to you was this. Jesus came, he knew his purpose, and he walked in his ministry. He knew the end result of his ministry was going to be death. But he had to suffer a lot between the time he started until the time he died, the dash in between. And so his end to that dash was the crucifixion, where he was, just, beaten and made mockery of, and he had to die. And so the point I'm making to you, and then I'm going to close out this session, the point I'm making to you is this. The point I'm making to you is this, is that sometimes we have to die. And I'm not necessarily talking of physical death, but we have to die. We have to die of self. We have to die of the flesh in order for us to move in the purpose that God had for us. Because Jesus, when you think about him and his disciples, as they continued that journey and walked in their purpose, they never needed and wanted for nothing. All their needs were supplied. They always had a place to sleep. They always ate meals. They traveled around. You know, they didn't have trains, planes, and boats and stuff during that time. But what they had, God made sure that they had enough to get them from point A to point B. And so I'm saying to us, sometimes we have to die. And use January. Use January as a practice month to die to your flesh, to die to those things that's keeping you in bondage, that's keeping you from being all that God's called you to be. And so I'm going to be with you, and I'm going to ask you that even if you decide that you don't want to do a fast and you don't want to die in January, I'm asking you to keep Coach D in prayer. Keep me lifted up in prayer. Keep me in prayer as I take on this journey to really hear and get direction and clarity. And I'm going to be keeping you all in prayer as I move forward in the month of January. And again, I just want each and every one of you to know that you all are loved and appreciated. I thank you. I truly, truly thank you for your continued support. And I will look forward to prayerfully bringing you amazing content come February, the first Thursday in February. I will keep you all posted via text messages, emails. I will keep you posted on how MCD Network will be how we would be moving forward in 2020. Again, thank you all for your continued support, and I will see you in February. Be blessed.